All right. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 to 18. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice.
Is it on now? Thank you. If I happen to say good morning, don't blame me because in our church we don't have evening services. And we do things in the mornings. So once again, greetings to everyone. It's such a great honor for me to be here again this evening at this Ascension Day, as we remember the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we will be looking at this book that has been read to us, and I think I've given a team wrong verses. I think it's verse 12 to 19, but it's okay. Don't worry. That's where we'll be reading today. Friends, we are living in times of social media. I'm also on social media. And within this space of social media, there are people who are called influencers. I'm definitely not one of those. So these influencers, you will find that they have, they draw a lot of followers on their pages, on their social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, whether it's TikTok, or whatever social media space. So you would find out that these influencers are drawing a lot of followers who are following them. These influencers would even draw to themselves companies. And these companies who would get them on board and use the influencers to advertise their companies because of their influence. So as we look at the scripture today under the theme, Be the Influencer. I want to ask the question, dear friends, in your life, who is your influencer? Who played a great role in your life and influenced you to be the person you are today? Who played a great role in your life and influenced you with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Sorry. The second question is that, would people point at you and say, so and so have played a great role in my life and has influenced me with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? would people point at you, Tim, and say, Tim have played a great role in my life and has influenced me with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friends, as we look at this scripture, can you also think of a moment? Think about everything you are involved in outside the church context. You could be involved in sport activities, your athletic club, playing golf with friends, your local soccer or rugby team. Maybe you could be singing for a certain choir, Stellenbosch University Choir, whatever choir, or general involvement in your workspace or school. Dear friends, in whatever you are involved with, what are you known for? Do they know that you are a child of God? You belong to Jesus. In those circles, have you used your influence to influence others with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? In those circles, are you using every opportunity to get to introduce people to Jesus? Are you using opportunities to invite them to come to your church, to come to your growth group? Some years back, I used to attend another breakfast meeting. I think ever since COVID, it stopped. In those meetings, there was this rugby player who shared his testimony on how the other rugby teammate influenced them with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this rugby player said there was this one teammate who was very strong and passionate Christian in their team. And this teammate, wherever they were, he would organize prayer meetings and invite everyone to come and join his prayer meeting. This player said it was on those prayer meetings where he came to know Jesus, and his life was radically transformed because of one player in his team who used his influence and influenced him and many others in the team with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So here in this book of Philippians, Paul is writing this letter to the church in Philippi. As he writes this letter, Paul is in prison. Look with me at chapter 4, verse 21 to 22. It says, "Give my greetings to each of God's holy people, all those who belong to Christ. The brothers who are with me send you their greetings. All the rest of God's people send you greetings too, especially those in Caesar's household," close quote. So Paul is in prison. He was in prison because of preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The same Paul who is in prison because of Jesus is the same Paul who previously used to imprison Christians because of their faith in Christ. It's the same Paul who carried letters and was on his way to Damascus to imprison followers of the way. It was on the road to Damascus where he had an encounter with Jesus, and his life was radically transformed, and he became an instrument to be used by God to tell others about Jesus. So here in this book of Philippians, we also see, according to verse 1, that Paul is the author of this book. According to verse 1, Paul is writing this letter to God's people. The New Living Translation says, to those who belong to Christ. So Paul says to says the Philippians are God's people. They belong to Christ. How did the Philippians become God's people? Look with me at the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 12 to 14. And I read. From there we reached Philippi, a major city of that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went a little way outside of the city to a riverbank where we thought people would be meeting for prayer, and we sat down to speak with some women who had gathered there. One of them was Lydia from Thyatira, a merchant of expensive purple cloth who worshipped God. As she listened to us, the Lord opened her heart and she accepted what Paul was saying. Close quote. So Paul and his companions came to this city of Philippi. First, preached the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ to the women in the river. The Lord opened the heart of Lydia. She believed in Jesus. She became the first convert in Philippi. From there, the gospel continued to spread throughout Philippi. When you read throughout the book of Acts, we hear that the church met in Lydia's house. This is the church, dear friends, that Paul is writing this letter to. The story of the conversion of this first convert in Philippi, Lydia, reminds me of my own story. A person like me who rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. A person like me who claimed that this Jesus story is the tool that is being used by the Westerners to colonize the mind of a black child. The Lord brought people to me who shared the good news about Jesus. And the Lord, just as he did to Lydia, also opened my heart, and I believed the good news shared to me about Jesus. Today, dear friends, because of Jesus, I have a confidence that even if I die today, I will be with Jesus in heaven. If I may ask, dear friend, as we remember the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, what about you? If you can die today, are you confident? Are you sure for certain that you will be with Jesus forever in eternity? The only people, dear friend, who can be confident, who can be sure, it's only those whose hearts have been opened by the Lord and believed the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ and have put their faith in Jesus. Maybe, dear friend, you have not yet came to this realization. Dear friend, today, right now, you can cry to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to know you. I want to have a personal relationship with you. If that's you, Can I encourage you after this service to meet with team, meet with any of the staff team here after this service, and just tell them that you really want to commit your life to follow Jesus. They will come along you and help you in your new work with the Lord Jesus Christ. I think Bishop Frank has written a book. I think it's called Crossing the Line. I mean, if I had those copies of that book, I was going to put them here in front and encourage you after the service to come and grab the copy and leave your details so that the staff team can follow you up. Maybe, dear friend, you're not ready to commit your life to Jesus. Maybe you just want to hear more about Jesus. I'm told here that there's a Bible study that's called Life Series. Maybe you are not ready to commit your life to Jesus. So there is that here at Gracefield. Maybe you can register. Maybe you talk to one of the staff team members and say, look, I just want to know more about this Jesus. Can you put me on this live series Bible study? Because I just want to know more about Jesus. It is in this course where you will be taught more about who Jesus is, why he came, and any question you may have about the gospel will be answered today. You are welcome to talk to any of the staff members here. So, dear friends, as Paul is writing this letter to the believers in Philippi, to whom he preached the gospel, look with me at verse 12 of chapter 1. Verse 12 says, I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. Close quote. So what is it that Paul, what is it that has happened to Paul? It's the fact that he is in prison because of spreading the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, this reminds me of the ugly story, history of South Africa, the Rivonia trial. Political leaders in the 1960s were arrested left, right, and center. Leaders like Sobukwe, leaders like Mandela, and others were arrested. Political parties were banned. I am sure, dear friends, that during that time, the apartheid government thought that by imprisoning these political leaders and banning all the political parties like PAC and ANC, the spirit of protesting against apartheid would dampen or die. But the protest grew stronger and stronger. I am sure, dear friends, that it might have been the same with the opponents of Paul. Maybe they might have thought that when we put him in prison, the rate of spreading the gospel would dampen or stop. But look at what happened. Look with me at the end of verse 12. It helped to spread the good news. Look at verse 13. Everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. So this verse 13 shows us that by Paul's arrival in that prison, people heard about Jesus. We can say Paul used the opportunity even in prison to introduce people to Jesus. He used his influence to influence others in prison with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting that in the Roman Empire, in some instances, prisoners were chained together with the guards for 4 hours. So if the guard is chained together with Paul for 4 hours, how can he not hear about Jesus? How can he not hear when Paul prays? How can he not see the life of this changed man who was not shy to share his faith? So while he was in prison, Paul influenced so many in that prison guard with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why Paul would say, even if we are chained, but the gospel is not chained. Bazalwane. By Bazalwane, I'm not swearing, I'm saying brothers and sisters. When I started preaching, I asked you to think about some of the things you are involved in outside the church. I said you could be involved in sport activities, your athletic club, playing golf with friends, your local soccer or rugby team, could be singing in a choir, or generally involvement in your workspace or school. The activities you thought about, or activities that you mentioned above, the people you are interacting with in those activities, those are the people you are chained with. Maybe some, if not most of those people, do not know Christ. Are you using your influence to influence the people you are mingling with in those circles with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? The example of the rugby player I used, who left a good Christian witness in his rugby team, even long after he has left, but his influence still speaks. As that one player in that franchise was testifying how he was deeply influenced by him to follow Jesus. How about you and me? In the things you are involved in, will people remember you and me for our Christian witness? Paul was so influential. Look at verse 14. Verse 14 says, "And because of my imprisonment, most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speaks God's message without fear." Close quote. So it looks like even believers who were in that palace guard, who were quiet about Christ, by the arrival of Paul, they gained confidence and started speaking boldly the message of our Lord Jesus. When you read the bottom verses, you see that in verse 17, it says, "Others do not have pure motives as they preach about Christ. They preach with selfish ambitions, not sincerely intending to make my chains, more painful to me." Close quote. But verse 18 says, "It does not matter as long as Christ is preached." So Paul's passion, Paul's desire was to see people wherever he is hearing about Jesus, coming to know Christ. Sometimes we sing this song in isiZulu. Don't be hopeful, I'm not going to sing for you. But the song says, Siyizikhonzi zevangeli, abaphathi bemfihlakalo, abantu mabasazi. Literally meaning, we are carriers of the gospel. People must know us. Dear friends, in our circles, people need to know that we belong to Jesus. Paul came to jail and people came to know Jesus. I wish that in whatever circle you are involved in, may people come to know Jesus. May we in those circles use our influence to influence our friends with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we, through your influence, start seeing people you are rubbing shoulders with coming to your church, coming to your youth group, coming to your growth group. Friends, wherever we are, people must know the gospel. As a matter of urgency, we must introduce people to Jesus. So Paul, wherever he was, he left a good mark when it comes to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we also leave a good mark of the gospel of Jesus wherever we are, on TikTok, on Facebook, on Twitter. Whatever circles we are in, may we be the influencers who influence others in our circles with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.